Today's daf is Nida Daf Gimel, and we are at the very top line of Daf Gimel Amid Aleph Ushneim Loy Lomdua Elami Soita. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza. So yesterday we began Masechtas Nida, and the Masechta begins with a Machloikis Shammai and Hillel. Shammai Oimer, Shammai says Kol Hanoshim Dayan Shaitan Hillel Oimer. Mipkida lepkida, ve'afilu liyomim harbit. Ve'chachomim oimrim loikidivrezeh, elo me'es le'es ma'metes ayad mipkida lepkida, u'mipkida lepkida, ma'metes ayad me'es le'es. The case is a woman did a bedika, and she found dam. Clearly she's a nida. The question, however, is, how long was the dam there? Shammai says, kol anoshim dayin shaitan. She doesn't have to be concerned that maybe the dam had been there previously, but mikanu lahaba, from the time that she found the dam, she's obviously tomei, but as it relates to the world of the mafreya, she can assume that she was 100% tahar. L'may nafkimina. If she was a sekes pitahiris, the halach is she doesn't have to be concerned that maybe she was metame those tahiris. Hill disagrees. Hill says that if she found dam now, we certainly have to be concerned that maybe there had been dam there previously. And as a result, we now need to go back to the last time that she knows for certain that she was clean, meaning the last time she did a bedika and there was no dam. Anything that happened between then and now, we need to be concerned, maybe was done while she was in a state of nida. So for example, if she was a sakis betahiris, the halach is that those tahiris now will be safik tameh. If the tahiris were truma, the halach will be toilin, loy oichlim, loy sarfin, because Hill is concerned that maybe this state of nida that she's in now, she had been in already previously. The Gemara said, my time of the Shammai. Why does Shammai hold that you don't have to be concerned? At the end of the day, right now she's a Nida. Nida is a question of a Dairaisa. Doesn't it make sense to be concerned that maybe she had been a Nida already previously? Says the Gemara, Shammai holds, Kasavar, Hemid Isha al Cheskosav, Isha b'cheskas Torah Medes. It's true that technically, theoretically, we have a suffix as to when she became a Nida. But at the same time, there's a way to deal with Tzveikas. And one of those ways is Chazaka. This woman, for sure, at one point was tahar. At some point, she had gone to the mikvah. For that reason, she's becheskas tahira. I mean that she's becheskas tahira. That chazaka is going to be able to be machriya, the safik. And we said that even though usually when we use a chazaka, it's to make the argument that whatever was didn't change. And over here, whatever was certainly changed, because we're going to say that she has a cheskas tahira. We know for sure she's not tahira right now. At this point, right now, she for sure is a nida, but Shammai holds that just like we can use a chazaka to make the argument that what was still is, we could also use a chazaka to make the argument that what was up until the last possible moment. So it's for that reason, if we have a chazaka that she was tahira, and now we have a suffix as to when she became tameh, Chazaka is going to tell me that she remained tar up until the last possible moment. What does Hillel hold? Hillel agrees to the concept of Chazakas. Chazakas permeates kol ha'tayra kula. Says the Gemara, v'Hillel ki aminen hemedavar al cheskasi hecha deles l'reyes ha'migufa. Aval itza kivin ha'migufa kachazio lo yaminen uka cheskasa. Hillel said that over here you can't use a Chazaka, because being that the fact that she saw dam is not something that punked happened, but rather a woman, like Rashi says, is muedes valula hilokach. So it's for that reason, it's not something that can be determined bechazaka. Said although it's true, Hill holds of chazaka and kol teir kula. In this case, you're not going to be able to use chazaka. And then the Gemara went, and the Gemara asked two kashas on Shammai, one of which was also a kash on Hill, and it's from two mishnayos. The first mishnah was mikvah shenimdad v'nimtza chaser. It was a mikvah that was always presumed to be tahar. One day, the mikvah was measured, and they found out that the mikvah was chaser, meaning it didn't have the proper share of 40 sa. Says the Mishnah, kol tyrus shenasu agab of the mafreya, bein b'shus harabim, bein b'shus hayachat meyas. Any tyrus that were done during this interim period, meaning this time that we're not sure whether the mikvah was a kosher mikvah, not kosher mikvah, is going to be considered tamei. And it doesn't matter if the mikvah was in Rishus HaRabim or if the mikvah was Rishus HaYachid. In either case, the halacha is, the mikvah is going to be presumed that it wasn't a kosher mikvah, and as a result, kol tairish and nasu agabov are now going to be becheskas tamei. What was the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha was a kasha on Shammai and a kasha on Hill. According to Shammai, why don't we say chazaka? And let's assume that the mikvah was becheskas kosher, and as a result, kol tayrish anasu agabav should be okay. And even Hillel, who said in the Mishnah that kol hanoshim not dayan shaitim, but we do have to be concerned in the other, it was only misafik that Hillel was worried. Over here, it seems b'teres vaday it's going to be a problem. And the Gemara asked another kasha. The other kasha was from the case of chavis. The case was where somebody had a lot of wine and he had to be marfis trumas on his wine. And instead of being marfis truma every time he opens up a barrel of wine, what he decided was he would designate some wine that he has. And every time he opens up wine, the wine from those other barrels that he designated is where he's going to be marfis truma from. Happened was, one day he went to inspect that wine, the Truma wine, and he realized that it had turned into Chaimitz. And there's a mandam and chas that holds that Chaimitz and Yayin are considered Mimbesheni Minoy. You can't be Mafish Truma from Chaimitz onto Yayin. Now he has a Safik. What's a Safik? He had been Mafish Truma from this barrel of wine for a very long period of time, and now he realizes that it could be his Hafrashas Truma. It wasn't a real Hafrashas Truma. So the Mishnah said that he has to be concerned, misafik, that maybe all the payers that he has is really tevil. What's the Gemara's kasha? According to Shammai, this is not a kasha on Hillel, because here we're saying it's only a issue misafik, which is Hillel Shita in our Mishnah, but according to Shammai, why don't we say Hemid the Yayin al cheskasoi, and let's assume that the Yayin wasn't Chaimetz, it was really Yayin. Why don't we say chazaka? In other words, the Gemara was drawing a parallel between the three cases. Between the first Mishnah Masechtas Nida, where a woman does a bedikah, she finds dam, she's not sure when the dam emerged. Where a mikvah was measured, it was nimtza chaser, we're not sure when it became chaser. Wine was inspected, it was nimtza chaimetz, we're not sure when it became chaimetz. What's the tzad hashava shabahen? Very obvious. In all cases, we have a reyeser right now. We're just not sure when it happened. And the kasha is, let's focus on Shammai. Shammai says in our Mishnah, don't worry about it. Let's assume that it happened right now. And in the two Mishnayasin, both regarding mikvah and with regards to chavis, the Mishnah says very clearly, we do have to be concerned. In the case of mikvah, b'teres vaday, we assume that the mikvah became chaser up until the last time that you measure, meaning the last time you measured it, as soon as you found that it was okay, mikano lahaba, we have to assume that maybe it started leaking, maybe there was an issue. And in the case of chavis, it's the same thing. And the Gemara said that although the case is very similar, but at the end of the day, the lumdus of it is very different. And that is because in the latter two cases, the case of mikvah and the case of chavis, there's really two things. There's tarti l'reisa. There's two arguments in the world of chazakas that are saying that we should have a problem. In the case of mikvah, number one, you have a mikvah that's chaser. Hari chaser lefaneinu. Hari chaser lefaneinu is in and of itself a reason to say that maybe this mikvah is problematic. Obviously, it's chaser now. It's a svara to assume that maybe it had been chaser previously as well. Additionally, the keli or the person that toivel in this mikvah that's now in question was becheska. So you have two chazakas, two arguments that there's an issue over here. Number one, the thing that went into the mikvah. Number two, the hari chasal lefaneinu. And it's for that reason, over there we go l'chumra. The same is true with regards to the chavis. Number one, hari chaymetz lefaneinu. Right now, we look at this wine, we see that it's in a state of chaymetz. Number two, the peiris that we're discussing is becheskes tevel. So being that there's two reyeses over there, there's two things telling me that we have a problem, that's why over there we go l'chumra. As opposed to in our Mishnah, there's only one issue. Hari dam lefaneinu. But there's no other chazaka saying there's a problem. In fact, any other chazaka is going to say that the woman is becheskas, that she's not a nida. The woman is becheskas tahira. So there's only one reyes. I mean that there's only one reyes. So over there, Shammai went lakula, and even Hillel was only machmer misafik. But as it relates to the case of mikvah, in the case of chavis, being that there's tarti l'reyes, so over there there's going to be an issue. But then the Gemara asks one final question, and that is that l'chura, the case of mikvah, the case of chavis themselves don't shtip. Meaning the first questions were from our Mishnah Nida, that's what we're learning. We asked the kasha from mikvah to Nida, question from chavis to Nida. But now that we mentioned mikvah and we mentioned chavis, and the Gemara said in Lamdis, they both seem to be the same, they're both tarti l'reisa. If you really look at the two Mishnayis, the halachas are not the same. Because mikvah shenimdet v'nimtza chaser, what was the halacha? We assume kol tairish anasu agabal of mafreya atmeis vadai. And when it comes to the case of hoyaboydek as a chavis, v'nimtza chaymitz, the halacha was mikan ve'elach safik. So afraid the Gemara, maishna hacha vadai v'hacha safik. So the Gemara said, you're right, there's no way to answer that question. You have to say that the two Mishnayis are two different tanaim. And in fact, there's a mefurisha tana it's Reb Shimon, in a Mishnah, a Mesechtes Mikvah, that argues with the halacha of Mikvah Shenim Devanim Tzachaser, and he holds in that case that we don't look at Kol Tayrish and Asa Agabav as being Vadai Tomei, but rather we look at them only as being Safik Tomei. Reb Shimon said that if the Mikvah was in a Rishus HaRabim, the halacha is it's going to be Tar. If it was in a Rishus HaYachid, it's only going to be Tomei Misafik. In other words, we look at it only as being Safik Tomei. And being that it's only Safik Tameh, and a Chinami, the Mishnah of Chavis that said Safik is going Aliba de Reb Shimon, the Mishnah of Mikvah is the Shita Sachachamim. Meaning the two Mishnayas don't stim. It's because at the end of the day, the two Mishnayas are really two different Tanan. What emerges just in Cheshbin is that Reb Shimon doesn't agree with the Svar of Tarati L'Reyesa. Meaning, what's the whole Yisoid of the Chachamim Shita, that the Chachamim hold Mikvah Shinim Devanim Tzachaser, it's going to be Tomei Vadei, because the Svar of Tarati L'Reyesa says Vadei Tomei. Reb Shimon doesn't hold Tarati L'Reyesa makes Vadei Tomei. At the end of the day, it's still only going to be a Safik. Either way, the Mishnah of Chavis is going according to Reb Shimon. But before the Gemara continues, and the next Gemara is not such an easy Gemara, but before we start the next Gemara, we need a very, very, very brief introduction. And that is, we're familiar with the halachas of Soito, specifically Suffolk Soito. What's a Suffolk Soito? The man was suspicious that his wife was maybe having an illicit relationship with somebody else, and he went and he warned her and said, "I'll tistri him ishpleini, and I'm telling you, if you're in a closed room with ishpleini, I'm going to be worried." Then she went ahead and was tistri him ishpleini. The Torah says in Parashas Nasai, the man is supposed to take his wife to the Beis HaMikdash. She has to bring a carbon mincha, the minchas kanois, she has to drink from the mei soita, and the mei soita is going to determine whether an avera took place or an avera didn't take place. What happens during this interim period? During this interim period, we have to assume the worst. We have to assume that maybe she was Nivala, and if she was Nivala, she's an Eshes Ish that was Mezana Tachas Baila, and the halach is that the husband is Aser to his wife. So the halach is that even though she's only a Safik, still he's Aser to his wife. Okay, not such a big chiddush. Sounds like a sveika de raisa. Maybe Tali in the machleik is Rambam and the Rishonim sveika de raisa, lechomer mide raisa, only lechomer mide rabbanah. But there's a very big chiddush in the world of soita, and that is that when this woman is in the state of safik soita, not only is she also mi safik, but she's also mi vada. The halach is safik soita. We treat her as if she's a vadei tamei. The question is the ma'inaf gemina. Like, where does it really play itself out, practically speaking, that she's aser mi vadei, she's not aser mi safik? So, ain't kamakoyim. But that's the halacha. The halacha is that even if klapi shmaya galya, we'd find out later that she was tahar and he was bala, he would be punished not for being over a safik iser, he'd be punished for being over a vadei iser. Because safik soita, the halacha is asur kevadei. That's one thing that we see in the parasha of Safik Soita. Another thing that Chazal took from the parash of Safik Soita is that every Safik Soita happens in a Rishus HaYachid, quote unquote. It happens in a closed off area. Stira has to, by definition, be in a place where there's nobody. If it's in a public area, it's not Stira. And Chazal learned from there that just like you see by Safik Soita, that Asua Kevadai, but only in a Rishus HaYachid, Chazal now took a great leap of faith and said that if it was in the reverse, if you would have a Safik Soita type of case in a Rishus HaRabim, the halacha is over there you wouldn't be machber misafik, there's sveikai tahar, you would be mekel misafik. One more leap of faith. The Torah refers to Soita as being Tomei. Nitma, Tumak Sivba Karayis. It says the word Tomei many times in the parish of Soita. And Chazal said, if that's the case, every Safik Soita is really a Safik Tomei. Hence the following rule. Safik Tomei B'Shus HaYachid, Sveikai Tomei. Safik Tomei B'Shus HaRabim, Sveikai Tar. Where do you see that Soita? What does Soita have to do with Shus HaRabim, Shus HaYachid? Because Soita has to happen in a state of Stira. What does Soita have to do with Tumma? It's Tumma, it's Bia, it's Nus, it's Arayas. What does it have to do with Tumma? No, Tumma Ksivba. It says the word Tumma in the parish of Soita. But the bottom line is, Safik Tumma B'Shus HaYachid is Sveikai Tameh. Safik Tumma B'Shus HaRam is Sveikai Tameh. Now, at first glance, we just learned the Mishnah. Mikvah Shenimdad V'Nim Tzachaser. Called Tairish HaNasu HaGabav Mafreya. Bein B'Shus HaRam, Bein B'Shus HaYachid, Tmeya Izvadai. Reb Shimon argues, Reb Shimon says, you're only going to be Tameh Misafik. And it's for that reason. B'Shus HaYachid, it's going to be Toilin. Safik Tomei, B'Shus HaRabim, you're going to be Tahar. L'chayr, this case of Mikvah Shenimdad V'Nim Tzachaser, let's not think of the case of Nida or the case of Chavis. Let's focus on the case of Mikvah. It's a case of Safik Tomei. Now, Safik Tomei has a rule. Safik Tomei B'Shus HaYachid is Sveikai Tomei. Safik Tomei B'Shus HaRabim is Sveikai Tar. Now, not only is Safik Tomei B'Shus HaYachid Sveikai Tomei, but it's Tomei Vadai. Safik Tomei B'Shus HaYachid is considered to be Vadai Tomei. Is if that's the case, Lechura, what's this machlokes over here? The Chachamim say, it doesn't matter if the mikvah was in Rishus HaRabim or if the mikvah was in Rishus HaYachid, What's the halacha going to be? Tomei mivadai. Why? Why is that the case? Why tomei mivadai? I understand why b'shus ha'yachid it should be tomei mivadai. Because l'chur, that's the rule of sofek tumah. But b'shus ha'rabim, shouldn't it be sveik betar? And the reverse in Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says that if it's in a b'shus ha'rabim, it's tahar. That's very good. That's consistent with the rule of sofek tumah b'shus ha'rabim. But b'shus ha'yachid, he said toilin. Why is it toilin? Why don't we say asur kavadai? L'chura, if the paradigm of Safik Toma is Saita, and what's the rule by Saita? Safik Toma b'shus ha'yachet sveik ha'tomim mivadai. Safik Toma b'shus ha'rabim sveik ha'tar. So we don't understand the Chachamim Shita, and we don't understand Rav Shimon Shita. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara's next question is exactly what we just asked. That L'chura, how does the Chachamim and Rav Shimon Shita respectively shtim with the Parsha of Saita? Now, if you read the Gemara says the exact opposite. Look at the next line. V'shneiam lo yilamdu elam yisaita. Both Reb Shimon and the Chachamim learned their respective shitas as it relates to Mikvah Shinim the Tchatzer from Saita. And Tosfos starts off, look at the top line of Tosfos. Tema, it's just the opposite. Shneiam lo yilamdu elam yisaita. What, the Rabbanan saw their halacha from Saita? Saita's punkfakert. Reb Shimon saw his halacha from Saita? Saita's punkfakert. And Rabbeinu Tam says he was madchik. They have to say that the Gemara is saying the opposite of what it sounds like it's saying. Not Shneim Lo Yilamdua Elam Yisaita, but both of them understood that their Shita is inconsistent with the Parash of Saita, and they both realized that they had to be Miyashiv, why Saita is different, and being that they came to different conclusions, they obviously had different Svaras as had to be Mechalik between Mikvah Shenimdad V'Nimtza Chaser versus the case of Saita, but not that they're halachas are consistent with the halachas of Saita, because really it's just the opposite. There's another mahalach in the Rishonim, but we went with Rabbeinu Tam's mahalach. Either way, it says the Gemara, let me say Saita, Rabbanan, Sabi, the Rabbanan, hold ki Saita. Again, it's hard to read the Gemara like Rabbeinu Tam, but it's Tosfos. Na Saita, Safi ki vasu akevadi, hachanami Safi vasu akevadi, the Chachamim hold, and mikvah shenim devinim tzachaser, what's the halacha? Kol tayrish anasu agaba vavadi, Tomei, they learned it from Saita. Saita is only a Safi vasu akevadi, so mikvah shenim devinim tzachaser is a Safi. It's also a su akevadi. If you're going to learn from Saita, then shouldn't the halacha be that if it's in Rishus HaRabim, it's tar? What did the Chachamim say? Bein Rishus HaRabim, Bein Rishus HaYochid. Timaeus, the Gemara says, Hachi hashta hasa mishum stiru. V'stiru b'shus HaRabim leka. Hachi mishum chasru. Mali chasa b'shus HaRabim. Mali chasa b'shus HaYochid. The reason there's a difference between Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYochid by Saita is because Saita requires stiru. And being that it requires stiru, you can't have a stiru in Rishus HaRabim. But does it matter if the mikvah that's nimdad v'nimtza chasa was in a Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYochid? Right, let's be honest. Is there a svara to be mechalik between Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYochid? So therefore, the Chachamim said that I see in Saita the concept of Asua Safik Kevadai, and I don't see any reason to be mechalik between Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYochid. Yeah, by Saita you're mechalik because you can't have a steer in a Rishus HaRabim, so you can't have Saita in Rishus HaRabim. But here you could, Frank the Gemara, what do you mean? Isn't that the rule in Kol HaTorah Kula? V'chitei Mekol Safik Tumah Rishus HaRabim Tahar. Isn't that always? The Gemara says you're right. You have to say that the chilek between this and Saita is something else. You want to know why this is different than Safik Saita? Because Safik Saita doesn't have the Tartila Reyesa. As opposed to the Mikvah Shenim Devinim Tzachase, there's a Tartila Reyesa. And being that there's a Tartila Reyesa, the Tartila Reyesa says that over here it's going to be treated like a Vadai, and it's going to be treated like a Vadai, even in a Rishus HaRabim. Where you have a Safik Toma without a Tartila Reyesa, be Machri the Safik Toma. So over there the halach is, Rishus Yochid Azoy, Rishus HaRabim Azoy. But here you don't have a Safik Toma. Safik Toma means where I'm left with a Safik. I'm not left with a Safik here. Because I have the Tartila Reyesa. The Tartila Reyesa is Machriya the Safik, and it's because of the Tartila Reyesa that we don't look at it as a Safik Tumah. So Tartila Reyesa was the reason that the Mishnah Mikvah is not like the Mishnah Anita. It's also the reason that it's not like Saita. The reason it's not treated like a Safik Saita is because you have the Tartila Reyesa of Reb Shimon. What is Reb Shimon? Oh, again, what was Reb Shimon Shita? Reb Shimon Shita was Bershus HaYochid, it's Saftos Tamei Misafik. Bershus HaRabim, it's going to be Tahar. So according to Reb Shimon, Birshus HaRabim is treated like a Safik Saita, but Birshus HaYochid is not treated like a Safik Saita. Because a Safik Saita, Birshus HaYochid is Tomei Mivadai. And over here, Birshus HaYochid is only Tomei Misafik. So the Gemara, Reb Shimon, Safik Ki Saita, Ma Saita, Birshus HaRabim Tar, Hachanami, Birshus HaRabim Tar. Imi Saita, Ima Ki Saita, Ma Saita, Birshus HaYochid, Tmei Vadai, Hachanami, Birshus HaYochid, Tmei Vadai. That's the part of Reb Shimon Shita that's inconsistent with the rule of Saita. The Gemara says, Hachi, Hashta, Hasan, Yesh, like Raglaim Ladover. Over there, the reason Asua Kevadai is because there's a Raglaim Ladover. It's not just the Safik. suffix, maybe she was mezana. There's a lot more than a suffix. The whole context of what took place over here makes us suspicious. Shari kina love and istira. There was kina. There was stira. Hachamayra glaim ladav ikir. This mikvah shenimdav and imtachas. There's no like glaim ladav that says is a problem. So therefore, says Reb Shimon, even though b'shus hayachid, you're going to be machmer, but you're only going to be machmer mi suffix vi bayaseima. Alternatively, hainu time Reb Shimon, you could say that again vi bayaseima. Another way to distinguish between Soita and Mikvah is that Reb Shimon held Gomas Soif Tumah Mitchilas Tumah. Matchilas Tumah Safik Novak Safik Loi Noga, Bishos Rabin Tar, Af Soif Tumah Safik Taval, Safik Loi Taval, Bishos Rabin Tar. Reb Shimon held that Safik Soita and Mikvah Shinimde Venimtsa Chaser are similar. Safik Soita, it's a Safik whether there was Tumah. Mikvah is a suffix, whether the tumah that was there went away. Either way, they're both suffix tumah. B'shus harabim, it's going to be tahar. Now, the Gemara doesn't fear rice. What about B'shus hayachid? Why by suffix soita or by suffix tumah, usually it's asua kevadai. Over here, it's only misafik. The teretz is suffix soita, you have the raglayim ladover. Over here, you don't have the raglayim ladover. And the Rishonim speak out. Essentially, the Gemara didn't add anything according to Reb Shimon. This Iba Yisem as Reb Shimon is the same as the first Reb Shimon. The wrinkle that's added in the Iba Yaseima is in the Rabban. The Rabbanon say, you want to know why Mikvah Shenimdav and Nimtzachas is not treated like a Safik Tumah? It's because Hachi Hash, the Hassam over there, Gavra Becheskes Tairakoi, Misveiko Loi Machdina Leila Tumah. Over there, the person was Becheskes Taira. The classic case of Safik Tumah is a Shailo, did the person become Tameh or did he not become Tameh? Being that he's Becheskes Taira, so over there we're more Mekel. And over there, the Halach is, for example, Bershus Harabim, we say Sveiko Tar. Hacha, but over here, Gavra Becheskes Tumah Koi. Over here, the person was Becheskes Tumah. We're dealing with a person that was Tamei Tavel in a mikvah. We had a Safik. Whether the mikvah was a good mikvah or wasn't a good mikvah. Misveke le mafkina le mitumasai. Misafik, we're not going to make him not Tamei anymore. In other words, in the Iba Yaseima, the chilik between mikvah shenimdav v'nimtza chaser and Safik Saita, according to the Rabbanon, is mikvah shenimdav v'nimtza chaser, the person was Tamei to Shail if he became Tahar, as opposed to the case of Saita, the person was Tahar, and the question is, if there was Tumah, either way, the only time the rules of Safik Tumah, Safik Tumah apply, is where the Safik is whether Tumah happened. But when you know Vadai, there was Tumah, over there, those rules don't apply. Either way, so the Gemara just was bothered. Once we mentioned this, Machlek Zer Shimon and the Chachamim, regarding Mikvah Shenimta Venimtza Chaser, according to the Chachamim, it's L'mafreya vaday tame. According to Rab Shimon, it's l'mafreya sofik tame. And as a result, b'shus hayachid toilin, b'shus harabim tar vaday. Both shitas didn't seem to stem with the rule of sofik soita. Sofik soita, if it's a sofik tame, b'shus hayachid, it's tame mi vaday. If it's a sofik tame, b'shus harabim, it's tahar. Chachamim completely don't stem with the halacha of Safik Soita, because the Chachamim said their halacha even Bershus HaRabim. What do you mean Bershus HaRabim? It's supposed to be Tar. And Reb Shimon doesn't stem either, because Reb Shimon, although he said Bershus HaYachid, it's going to be Tomei, but he said Tomei Misafik. He didn't say Tomei Mivadai. And the Gemara said Chilukim of why the parasha of Safik Soita is different than the case of Mikvah Shenimdad V'Nimtza Chasam. The Gemara asks one more kasha on Shammai, and that is, U'mayishno mimavoy. So again, Shammai Shita is that a woman does a bedikah, she finds dam, she doesn't know when that dam emerged. So did it just happen, or maybe it's been there for a little while? Shammai said, Dayashait, and you don't have to be concerned about anything the other. We've since seen that if there'd be Tartil Reyesa, then you would have to be concerned. But to the extent that there's no Tartil Reyesa, you don't have to be worried. Afraid to Gemara, why is it different than Mavoy? The time we learned to the Mishnah, Asheretz, Shenimtza b'Mavoy, Asheretz was found in a Mavoy. And we don't know how long the Sheretz has been in this little alleyway. If it's been there for a while, assuming it was one of the Shemayna Shiratzim, and it has an ability to be Metama, so all the Tyrus that were there, do we have to assume that maybe they became Tame? Maybe they came in contact with the Sheretz? Zokta Gemara, yeah, Metama L'mafreya. It's a problem. It's Metama, everything L'mafreya, Ad She Yoymar, unless somebody can come and say, Bodakti Es Amovi Azeh, V'lehoi Ba Sheretz, I did B'dikas Chometz, I did B'dikas Sheretz, and I made sure that there was no Sheretz over there. Oya Chas HaKibur, or the last time that the sanitation department came through, and they cleaned up the area. That also works. But what's the gasha? Why is everything coming to my freya? Why don't you say daya shaitan? And over here there's no tarti l'reyesa. Why not? Because what are we donning? We're donning the tahiris that were there. Did they come in contact with Tomanat? What's their chazaka? It's like the isha. It's becheskes taira. So if it's becheskes taira, so what should be the problem? So the Gemara hasam nami, you have to say. Meaning, here we found another case that doesn't have taharti l'reisa. And what's the halach in the Mishnah? We are metamel mafreya. How does it with shamay shitos? Okay, the Gemara hasam kivan the ikka shrotzim the gufe v'shrotzim the asu me'alma k'taharti l'reisa. It's not a classic taharti l'reisa because the taharti l'reisa that we had until now was where there were two halachic reasons to assume that we have a problem. You have the cheskas tumah of the keli that went into the mikvah, and you have the mikvah that's chasal lefaneinu. You have the cheskas tevel of the yayin, and you have the fact that the yayin that you were using as truma right now is chaymet. Over here, you only have one svara. The svara is that there's a sheretz here, and we don't know when the sheretz came. But the Gemara says it's ki tarti l'reyesa, ki ilu tarti l'reyesa, with a kaf adimnyin, and that is the being that it's also always possible that a sheretz came from somewhere else that you're not aware of. So there are two svaras, so to speak, to assume that maybe this tumah over here, even though it's not the classic textbook example of tarti l'reyesa, but the chachamim were machmer, we treated it like tarti l'reyesa, and it's for that reason we have to be machmer exhale. Either way, this concludes a very difficult first sugya here in Masechtas Nida, which really is a discussion of my time at the Shammai, but more specifically, it's a discussion of the first teretz of my time at the Shammai. So Shammai said, "Kol anoshim dayan shaitan." The Gemara said, "My time at the Shammai, the yisoid of shita Shammai is." It's based on chazakis. It's based on ksubas davches. It's based on the kuntros asfekis. It's based on shev shmeitz. It's based on ksoyis achoshen and nesivas. It's based on all the tile of lundus of nashim and ezikin. That after you put everything together, Shammai holds that this woman has a cheskas taira. Hillel was uncertain about this cheskas tahira. As a result, according to Shammai, she's vaday tahar l'mafreya. According to Hillel, maybe yeah, maybe not. Either way, the Gemara is going to now bring three additional pshatim, all much lighter. So from here till the end of the daf, it's a much lighter daf. But just before we go weiter, it's kedai mentioning that this Mishnah, this first Mishnah in Masechtas Nida, is also the first Mishnah of another Masechta. So you don't find that every day. Two Masechtas open up with the same exact Mishnah. So the first Mishnah Masechtas Nida is Shammai Yomer Kol Anoshim Daya Shaitan. It's also the first Mishnah Masechtas Idiyos, also known as Eduyos. Shammai Yomer Kol Anoshim Daya Shaitan. The Hillel Yomer Mepkida Lepkida Afilu Yomim Harbe. V'chachamim Yomer Loike Devezeh V'loike Devezeh V'chula V'chula. In fact, the second Mishnah brings another Machloike Shammai and Hillel. And the third Mishnah brings a third machloikis between Shammai and Hillel. So the first three Mishnayis in Masechtas Idiyos are three machloikis in between Shammai and Hillel. The three machloikis in have nothing to do with each other, but the three machloikis in between Shammai and Hillel. But the first one is our Mishnah. Shammai Yomer Kol Anoshim Dayin Shaitan. If you start the Masechta, you could be learning Nita, or you could be learning Idiyos. But if it's the first Mishnah of Masechtas Idiyos, and this is the punchline, then there's historical significance to this halacha. And that is that we know the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos Daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph that Ba'oisei Hayoim Nishnis Masechtas Idiyos. What was Oisei Hayoim? So this was in Yavna. This was shortly after the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash. Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi, and the Gemara tells this long, elaborate story where Rabbi Gamliel Koloimar was Mevayish, Rabbi Yeshua Barabim, and the Chachamim were very upset about what happened, and they decided that they had no choice but to remove Rabbi Gamliel Diavner from his Nasius, that he was no longer fit to be Nasi. The question then became, who should be the next Nasi? Should it be Rabbi Yeshua? He was Mevazer Rabbi Yeshua, and now Rabbi Yeshua, the nemesis, is going to become the next Nasi. It's going to be uncomfortable. There was Rabbi Akiva, the great Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had no yichas. And because he had no yichas, he wasn't fit to be the Nasi. What about Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer was never even taken into consideration. So Rabbi Nechanan says Rabbi Eliezer was old. Sayyidat Torah says Rabbi Eliezer was Shamuti. Rabbi Eliezer was Shammai. How could Rabbi Eliezer have been considered to be the Nasi? But either way, who ended up becoming the Nasi? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The problem was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was very young. And it just didn't look like it made sense for someone 18 years old to be the Nasi. The Gemara says a miracle happened. Harei anikiv emshiv emshana. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became Nasi. The Gemara says when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became Nasi, he changed the policy of the yeshiva. Meaning up until that time, when Gamliel was Nasi, the rule was that only someone that's toichei kibari would be allowed to come in and learn in the yeshiva. But Elazar ben Azariah said that no, from now on, any person that wants to learn, even if he's not toichei kibari, is allowed to come in. Says the Gemara, people started coming and flocking to Beis Medrash. Chazal say, itoisfu arba mea safsali. There were 400 benches. 400 is a Lashon Guzman. But there were 400 benches that were Nisraba in the Beis Medrash. Either way, they got together and they started aggregating halachas. And they said, anyone that knows a halacha, anyone that has anything that they could say and contribute, should get up and start saying. Either way, all those halachas that were said that day in Beis Medrash is what we have today as a Masechta in Shas. It's Masechta Siddis. When you learn Masechta Siddis, it's very random, right? Every Masechta has a tzura. I mean, the Gemara digresses often and then digresses from its digression, but there's a general theme. From a high level, there's always a theme to every Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra, Nida. Everything has a... Idias is all over the place. It's very, very random. And it's because these were random halachas that were nishnis. But Chazal said that was a very, very important day, probably the most underrated day, underappreciated day in Jewish history. The Tesefta in Masechtas Idias on this halacha, so the Tesefta says that when they sat down and they started aggregating halachas, so what did they say? Naschu Meshamai. Let's start with Shammai. And this was the first halacha they said. So for some reason they felt, let's start with Shammai. But this was the first halacha that was said over Ba'oisei Hayoim, the day that day. And that's why it's the first Mishnah in Masechtas Idias. Either way, some historical context and significance to the first Mishnah over here in Masechtas Idias. Regardless of that, no, we have a machloikas between Shammai and Hillel. We saw the first pshat, up to Gemara Vayit. Vibayi say, Mahayda Tamei the Shammai, Pshat and Shammai is, Hoyo V'isha Margeshes Ba'atzma. Shammai holds Kol Anoshim Da'yeh Shaitan. You know why? Because what are you concerned about? You're concerned that maybe she saw Dam earlier. Right? Maybe this Dam has been there for a while. Had it been there earlier, she would have noticed it earlier. She would have felt the Dam. Dam Nida is Dam that leaves the uterus of the woman. She would have felt that. There's a hargosha associated with that. And being that she didn't feel it, it's a riot, never happened. Must be, yeah, when she did the Bedika, that's when the Dam emerged. Because had the Dam been there earlier, she would have been married to the Hillel. Sounds like a good argument. What does Hillel hold? Kisfura, hargosha's meir aglayimi. Maybe there was a hargosha, but she thought that it was a hargosha of Mei Raglayim. She didn't realize it was Argosha of Dam Nida. Either way, so says the Gemara, the machloikis between Shammai and Hillel has nothing to do with Chazok. It's not a Chazok a Shaila. This is a different Shaila. This is a Shaila. According to Shammai, there's no Sofik. I'm positive, says Shammai, that this woman did not have Dam Nida previously, because had she had it, she would have felt it. Hillel says, I disagree. It's not Muchach. I mean that it's not Muchach. Hillel says, I don't know for sure that she didn't see Dam earlier, thus the halach is toilin, le'oichem, le'sarfin. That's why Hillel is concerned. Fedi mar l'shamay, iki yeshena. How does Shammai know for sure that she didn't have Dam earlier because there was no hargasha? Maybe she was piercing Nida while she was sleeping, and that's why she didn't feel it. So the Gemara says, yeshena nami, agav tzairim mitara. Had it happened while she was sleeping, it would have woken her up. If somebody has an hargosha meir aglayim while they're sleeping, it's going to wake them up. So here too, the hargosha of Nida would have woken her up as well. Incidentally, it's a big machloikis in the poskim, what exactly hargosha is. Because the chafsa nafkamina and neither the raisa and neither the rabbanon, not for now. But this gemara is one of the gemaras that are quoted by the achronim, that you see that hargosha has to be something that would wake the woman up in the middle of the night, which seems to suggest that the hargosha has to be a more intense hargosha. Either way, what about a shaita? What about a woman that's just not so in touch with her hergeshim, and as a result, that woman maybe would have been margish, didn't know she was margish, didn't Shammai say, kol anoshim da'ya shaita? So if all women are da'ya shaita, it sounds like even a shaita. I don't think, says the Gemara, that this svara, that she would have been margish, should apply to a shaita. So the Gemara says, you're right, moida Shammai b'shaita. Shammai is moida by a shaita to Hillel, that you have to be chayish on the Av, afraid Gemara, kol anoshim tani. How could you say that he's moida? Didn't he say kol anoshim? So the Gemara says what he meant to say was kol anoshim pikkos. All women that are not shaitim. The listening noshim, afraid Gemara, then just say noshim. Why are we confusing things? Kol anoshim sounds very misleading. It sounds like even shaita. Now you tell me no. Kol anoshim means all women that are not shaitim. Afraid to Gemara, shouldn't you have just said women, not all women? The reason he used the word kol is because he wanted lafukir Rabbi Eliezer. Dam Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said this is a Mishnah later in the parak. Arba nashim lasula. Rabbi Eliezer is a blended shita. Rabbi Eliezer holds that like Shammai that nashim adayin shaita, but not all nashim, only four nashim. So Shammai used the word kol hanashim lafukim Rabbi Eliezer, but at the same time he didn't mean kol as an all. Because even Shammai is going to exclude Shaita. But he wanted to use that word kol because he didn't want people to think that he only meant Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Faith the Gemara of Ikuk Summon. How is Shammai going to understand the parasha of Ksamim? So what's a kesem? A woman finds dam on her beged. There was never a hargosha. She found it on her beged. Halacha, she's tummy. Now it's a tumah d'rabbanan. There's a lot of coolers in the world of ksamim, but it's a real parsha in the Torah. So in Chazal. So freak the Gemara. How Shammai going to understand ksamim? Why? Because if you're telling me that a isha is not roya dam neither, unless there's a hargosha, then ksamim, by definition, where there was no hargosha, should never be tummy. Freak the Gemara, lema tanan ksamim, the like of Shammai. Is it possible to say that the whole parasha of ksamim is shaloy aliba de Shammai? I mean, it's theoretically possible. There's a lot of things we have that's not geshamai. I mean, really not like be Shammai. But freak the Gemara, is it possible that the parasha of ksamim is the like of Shammai? I'm rabbiya, moy de Shammai, big ksamim. No, Shammai is moy de by ksamim. My time, you know why? Because there is no other possibility over there. Right? The only time a kesem is tummy is where there's nothing else to be toila the kesem in. So let's say a woman was walking through an area where there were butchers, and the butchers were hacking shtikir with meat, and there's blood, and then she finds dam on her beged. So of course, the halacha is that she's not tamei. Why? Because you're toila that even if a woman has a wound, something more subtle, we're always toila lekula. The only time a kesem is a problem is where there's nothing else in the world to attribute the dam to, other than to the fact that it's dam nida. Says the Gemara, in that case, Shammai is moida. Meaning Shammai holds in ruba the ruba of cases, avada there's going to be argosha. You happen to find a case where there was dam, and you have no way of attributing it to anything other than dam nida. So Shammai says, but the rabbanon, this woman is going to be treated like a nida. What am I supposed to do? There's no other option. But in this case, where a woman did a bedikah and she found dam, here there's two very real possibilities. The dam just came, or the dam's been there for a while. There isn't no other tliya. There is another tliya. Here the other tliya is that the dam just emerged now. Shammai says, being that there's a svara that a isha is margesha is ba'atzma, and here there was no argosha, therefore you have to assume over here that the dam just came. In a veinig, my timer, but in the case of ksamim, not loy nesaska. Bishuk shal tabachim, loy avr. She didn't do anything that should have caused there to be dam on her beged. Hay dam hechasi. So must be, that's where the blood came from. Either way, this is the second time of the Shammai. So again, Shammai holds kol anoshim daya shaitan. My time of the Shammai, the first teretz of the Gemara was chazaka. The second teretz of the Gemara was that it's not just a chazaka. Chazaka is something that you rely on when you don't know what to do. You know, Shammai says, I know the halacha. This is not a chazaka where I don't know memela chazaka. It's clear to me that she just was roya dam right now. Why? Because a woman, when she's roya dam nida, has a hargasha. This woman never had a hargasha. I mean that she never had a hargasha. It's muchach that she must have just been raya dam. Now, says Shammai, it doesn't mean it's not possible for Anisha to be raya dam. No. Therefore, there's a parish of ksamim. But it's not mistaber. And therefore, in this case, it makes a lot more sense to think that she was just raya dam now, rather to assume that she was raya dam a little while ago, but for some reason, there was no hargasha. Iba yisayim a third teretz, I know time at the Shammai, dim yisad avi dam, meikara hava osi. That Shammai held, not that the woman would have been margish the dam. That's not the point. The point is that had she had the dam there earlier, she would have bled. And she would have found the dam on her beged. And being that the dam never left her guf, so it's for that reason, that's the raya, that the dam hadn't been there previously. So very similar to the second pshat, but not the same shot. The second pshat is, she would have felt the dam leaving her uterus. Over here is, she would have noticed the dam, because the dam would have left her guf. It says, what does Hillel hold? It's not muchach. Maybe the koislam, the beis arechem, is what kept it in, and it's for that reason, she didn't ever see the dam. The Shammai, koisli beis arechem, loy muk mi dam. The metzius is that koisli beis arechem don't necessarily hold the dam back. Right? The Gemara, mishameshes b'moich, my ikalameimer. Now Rashi says that what the Gemara is referring to is a Mishnah later in the Masechta, which we'll go into. There's a lot of raid here. It comes up in the first parak of Masechta's Yevamos, and that is Rameir Shita that said, Gimel Noshim Mishamshois B'moich. There are three women that they're allowed to be Mishamish Bia with a moich, with a piece of cloth inside of them. A Ketana, a Mu'uberes, and a Meinika. This is obviously something that comes up very much Lahalacha, sugis of birth control, etc., etc. But either way, Rameya Shita is that Gimel Nashim B'Shamshish is B'moich. And it sounds like from the Gemara that there were women that would use a moich for Tashmish, and the moich would remain inside their guf, sometimes for extended periods of time. Now, if a woman has a moich, and then she's roya dam nida, the moich is going to hold the dam nida from leaving her guf. If that's the case, in that case, when a woman was mishamish b'moich, why does Shammai hold kol anashim daya shaitan? And what's it based on, according to the third teretz of the Gemara, the second Ibayisema? It's based on the fact that had she had dam earlier, the dam would have left her guf. What do you mean? The dam didn't leave her guf because it was being blocked by a moich. So faith the Gemara, mishamesh is b'moich, ma'yikil ameima. I'm Rabbi, you're right. Moida Shammai b'mishamesh is b'moich. Even though Shammai said kol anashim, he's moida b'mishamesh is b'moich. Because in that case, you're Rav don't. Rav Amar, Rav says, no, moich nami, agav zeya michvetz kovet. Even a moich, sometimes the moich is going to start sweating, and as a result, it's going to shrink a little bit. And being that it's going to shrink, so dam would be able to come out of the guf of the woman, even if she has a moich inside of her. But zakti gemara, moich de rav, and even rav is moich de moich dachuk. So there's something called a moich dachuk, where the moich was a little more firm inside the guf of the woman, and in that case, rav is going to be moich. Either way, so we have three terutzim. Up until this point, there's going to be a fourth. We have three terutzim to explain Shita Shammai. The first terutz of the Gemara is that Shammai holds Kol Anashim Dayan Shaitan based on the world of Chazakas. The second terutz of the Gemara is that it's based on an umdana, that she for sure didn't see Dam earlier. Because when a woman's Raya Dam, there's a Hargasha, and being that there was no Hargasha, it's Muchach, that Muftach, that she didn't have Dam earlier. The third teretz of the Gemara is similar to the second teretz, and that is not that had she had dam earlier, she would have felt the dam leaving. Maybe a woman doesn't feel the dam. Maybe she confuses it with hargashas meiraglayim, like Hillel said. But at the same, the dam would have left her guf. Why didn't the dam leave her guf? And the fact that the dam didn't leave her guf, that's the raya. Zok the Gemara, my iko ben hani lishni laheich lishna. Is there a chilek between the latter two terutzim that the Gemara just gave and the first teretz being chazaka and the second teretz being based on umdana? And the Gemara could have given a long-winded answer. Instead, the Gemara gives a very short answer. Yeah, ikke beinayu lemir michavus umikva umavoy leheich lishne ikke lemirmin ulahani lishne leke lemirmin. Yeah, nida daf beis and the first half of nida daf gimel amin aleph, that's the nafkamina. Meaning the kasha from chavis and mikva and mavoy, that's out of order. It was mikva, chavis, and mavoy. But those kashas were only kashas on the first teretz of the Gemara. Because the first teretz of the Gemara, Shammai bases Allah and chazaka. Faith the Gemara, what about mikva? What about chavis? What about Mavoi? According to the last two terutzim of the Gemara, that whole shak levataria is negeya when you learn Ksuba Staf Tes, maybe, but it's not negeya right here in the beginning of Masechtas Nida. Is there an afkamida between the second teretz of the Gemara and the third teretz of the Gemara? The answer is, if you're keeping cheshbin, yeah. La baye ikam moich. The Gemara said that according to the second teretz of the Gemara, Abaya would be Shammai would be Moida if there's a Moich. According to Rava, Shammai would only be Moida if there was a Moich Tachl. Because again, the third teretz of the Gemara was that Shammai bases Halacha, that had she had Dam Nida earlier, the Dam would have came out. Well, if there's a Moich, it's not coming out. If there's a Moich Tachl, the Dam is not coming out. That's all Svaris in the third teretz of the Gemara. As it relates to Hargosh, and the Moich Tachl is not going to impact her Hargosh. So Chaps and Afkamino regarding Moich and Moich Tachl. So the Gemara, even though we have three terutzim at this point, Tanya Gihai Lishna, we have a braisa that supports one of the lishanas. Which lishna? Dem isa da have dam meikar have asi. The third teretz of the Gemara. What's this braisa? Because I'm only hill l'shamai. Hill told Shammai. I have another case. Yeah, tamoyde b'kufa shana sham shuba tahiris b'zavazu. What happens if you have a kufa? You have a large basket, and there were tahiris in one corner of the basket. Venim shesheretz b'zavaz acheres. And then you found a dead sheretz, one of the Shemayna Shratzim, in the other corner of the basket. And you don't know when that dead sheretz landed inside this kupa. The question is, was the sheretz and the tahiris in the basket at the same time? Meaning you were emptying out the tahiris, you took out the tahiris from one corner, and then you come to the other side of this basket, it must have been pretty big, Rashi says, and then you find in the other side, there was a dead sheretz. If the sheretz was there at the same time as the tahiris, the sheretz would have touched the basket, would have been matama the basket, the basket would have been matama the tahiris. We don't have to get into the tahiris sugyas, but there would have been real issues over here. But or maybe no, maybe the sheretz landed inside the kupa after you already removed the tahiris. Now what's the halacha? She tahiris or rishonis tameis. The halacha is that the tahiris or rishonis are going to be tameh. Zehul told Shammai, why isn't this mamashar mishnah? Why isn't this our Mishnah? Kol anashim daya shaitan. Right, the Gemara has kashas on Shammai, from Chavis, from Mikvah, from Mavoi. Here you have a kasha, a real-time question that Hillel himself asked Shammai. He said, I have a perfect analogy, l'chaira, to our case. You have a case where a woman did a bedikah, she found dam nida. Maybe the dam nida was there earlier. Maybe it was there yesterday. Yesterday she was aisekis betairis. How do you treat those tairis? That's mamash what happened over here. You had a kupa, you know there were tairis in the kupa, and you just found the dead sheretz. 5 minutes ago there were tairis here. If the tairis was with the sheretz at the same time in the kupa, now the tairis are all going to be tamei. And what's the halacha tmeis? It's a freaked Hillel, Tishamai, why Tomei? And over here, if you're going to start working with Chazakis, there's no Tarti L'Reyes over here. But either way, that was Hillel's Kasha Tishamai. On Maloy, Tishamai gave him an answer. He told him, Aval, I agree with you. I don't disagree with your premise. Aval, that's the word. Umahefesh bein zu lezu, what's then the chilik? Lezu yesh la shulayim. Lezu ein la shulayim. If the kupa was there earlier, it would have no way of getting out. So meaning, if I see it here now, I have to assume that it might have been there earlier. And as a result, I'm concerned for Toma, I'm afraid. I agree with you, Hillel. But over here, my whole svara is that a woman is ein la shulayim. Meaning, if the dam was there earlier, there'd be nothing holding the dam from leaving her body. And as a result, it's muchach that the dam wasn't there. Over there, there's shulayim. So there's no such svara. There's no parallel svara. Over here, the woman has no shalayim. There's nothing holding the dam back. So if there's nothing holding the dam back, that's why I know over here that she's vadaitar. What do you see clearly? You see clearly that Shammai Shita is based on the fact that lezu ein la shulayim. So if the woman had dam in her kosle beis harechem, the dam would have came out. And the fact that it didn't, meaning the yisoid of Shammai Shita is the second yibayisayim in the Gemara, or the third teretz of the Gemara. Rava says a fourth teretz. Time of the Shammai is something very interesting. He says, time of the Shammai mishum bitul peri verivya. You know why Shammai felt that you have to be mekel? Because he was worried that if every time a woman does a bedikah, she finds dam, now I'm afraid you have to stop being concerned. Maybe she had the dam for a week, maybe she had it for 2 weeks. There are going to be men that are going to be afraid of it's certain in Yonim with their wife because they're going to be concerned that maybe she's a Nida. Maybe tomorrow she's going to find out she's a Nida, which is going to now render her a Nida Lamafreya. So Shammai said that Poshit to be misakin the Indian of Piriya Verivya, Kol Hanoshim Dayan Shaitan. You find them, you tell me Mukana Lahaba. You never have to be worried, Lamafreya. Unbelievable. Meaning, even though the svar is, as we saw in this Sugya, to be, yeah, in the world of Mikvah Shinimdad and all these different Sugyas, maybe. But in this halacha, where we're dealing with Piriya Verivya, we can't make people start thinking and being paranoid that maybe there's not. So Chazal said, if an ish is Raya Dam, she's a Nida. If she wasn't Raya Dam, she's not a Nida. And if when she's Raya Dam, she's only a Nida Mekano Lahab, you'll never have to be concerned for a time where she wasn't Raya Dam, that maybe she was really a Nida. And this was something that was very important. Mishum Pitlof, Tapsot, Gemara, Tanya, Nami Hachi. In fact, we have a Brice that supports this as well, which is a problem. Amalei Shami Lehil, if it can't be Talta, Benay Sisrobi, Piri Verivya, Shami Sedem Mefurish. So you see, clearly that was the Yisayda Shami Shita. It was based on Piri Verivya. Freit, Gemara, Mandatani, Hai Lish. According to this last Lishna, that Tzemi Shum Petal Per Verivya, Ha Tanya Ki Heich Lishna, the Misa Dehavid Ami Kara, Ha Vasi. I mean, didn't we just bring a Tanya Ami Hachi to support the third Pshat? So, how does the fourth Pshat answer the third Pshat? So the Gemara says, Ha Sam Hilul Hudukatai. Now, the fourth Pshat is going to hold that the Hilul is making a toys in that price. Meaning, who saw that hill for time in the Shammai to Misa Davidam, Mikaravasi, Vikamakshale Kupa. And therefore he asked him from Kupa, Vamali Shammai. Shammai told him he made a mistake. Time in the Dimishum Bittel Pirivya. That Pshat in my Shita is based on Bittel Pirivya Virivya. But then he told him, Ulamai the Katois Nami, the Kamakshis Kupa. Now you made a toys. You asked me a kasha from Kupa. So clearly you didn't realize that I'm coming from a whole different place. Mishum Bittel Peri Verivya. I can answer your kasha. Lazu Yesh La Shulayim, Uluzo Ein La Shulayim. But the reason Hill and Shammai are discussing the Kupashel Shrotzim in that case and the case of Lazu Yesh La Shulayim, Lazu Ein La Shulayim is not because that was time of the Shammai. It's because that's what Hill thought was time of the Shammai. And that's why Shammai was just responding to Hillel based on the mistake that he made. But you want to know Klape Shmaya Galio, what Shammai's Shita is, it's based on Bittel Piri Yavriv. Says the Gemara, how is the third Pshat going to explain the Tanya Kavase of the fourth Pshat? Right? Didn't we have a Mefurish Abraisa? That's what's the fourth Pshat? What was the Braisa? Omele Shammai Lehil, and came Bitalta Benois Yisrael, Bi Piri Yavrivya, Zakta Gemara. You have to say Hachi Kamar. Lay hill of the Shammai. In time of the Kamrit. Udem Yisad Avedami Karabe Asi. Umiyu Asesi Oglet Varecha. Yet see, that was a follow-up Shaila. The follow-up Shaila was that Hillel told Shammai, I understand your pshat. Meaning, we're going now like the third Lishna. The time of the Shammai is the Misa Davidah Mikar Avasi. So that's what Shammai tells Hillel. Then Hillel asks Shammai, what about the Kupa? And he explained to him that it's not the same. The Kupa is different. The Kupa has Shulayim. And Isha has no Shulayim. But then Hillel wasn't happy. Hillel went and he told Shammai again. He said, I don't understand. Why don't you make a Siog? I mean, doesn't it make sense to make a Rabbanon some type of Chumrah? So that he told him, you're making a Chumrah? Now here you can't make Chumras. Right, the Maish, let me call it Torah Kula, Davin and Siyag. A Malay, here you can't. It can't be Talta when they throw me Piri Virivya. And this is not a good place to make Chumras. Because if you're going to stop being Machmer on a Lamafreya, what you're going to end up with is people are going to be afraid and you're going to have Bittel Piri Virivya. Says the Gemara, Vihilil, me Piri Virivya, me Ko Amina. Did I ever tell you to be Machmer Piri Virivya? Le Tahiris Hu de Ko Amina. I only meant Tahiris. And this is a very important point that we didn't really have a chance to talk about yet that we'll see coming up. And that is that even Hillel, who was Machmer, wasn't Machmer with regards to everything. I mean, Hillel doesn't say that Lamafreya, Mipkida, Lamipkida, you have to be worried that maybe this woman is 100% or Misafik Tummy with regards to all areas. It's only with regards to Tyrus, Truma, and Kachim, or even Chulin Shenasu al Tyrus HaKadosh, and Chulin Shenasu al Tyrus HaTruma. It's with regards to certain select things that Hillel was Machmer. So Hillel told Shammai, I don't think there's going to be a bittul period for review by being Machmer, because aren't we agreeing that we're only being Machmer with, even I only hold I'm being Machmer in certain areas, true Makachim, etc. Not with regards to, Shammai told him back, you have to realize, once you stop being Machmer, it's a slippery slope. So if you're going to say, I'm only Machmer in true Makachim, you see, Epis is a Chumrah. You're opening up an opportunity for a person to stop being worried or paranoid, which can lead to Bittul Piri V'Rivya. And it's for that reason you have to be concerned. Exhale. So just to conclude with one light ha'ara, which is also Dvarim Yesoidiyim, as it relates to Masechtas Nida and Hilchas Nida, and that is that in the fourth pshat, Shammai tells Hillel that the reason I hold Kol Anoshim Dayin Shaitan, although maybe in the world of Sveikos and Chazokos and Siogos, it would make sense to be Machmer, is Mishum Bittul Piri Yevarivya. Rava was the one that said it, and Rava had a brisa with Shammai said him a furish. Amalei Shammai Lehillel, im kem bitalto benois Yisrael mi Piri Yevarivya. And to be mevatel benois Yisrael mi Piri Yevarivya, that's a very chomer thing. So first, just to bring out how chomer Bittul Piri Yevarivya is, two Gemaras come to mind. Number one is a Gemara in Erevin, Daf Samach Gimel. The Gemara over there discusses Yeshua ben Nun. Yeshua ben Nun, the Gemara said, had no children. Marsha says that's a little bit of a misnomer. Yeshua ben Nun had children, he just had no sons. And the Gemara discusses, why did Yeshua ben Nun not have any sons? The second shot of the Gemara is, Amar Abba Bar Papa, Loinenish Yeshua Ela B'Shvil Shabita Les Yisrael Laila Achas Mipir Yevarivya. It's because he was Mevatel Klal Yisrael one night. Laila Achas Mipir Yevarivya. What's the rest of the story? The Yidden had entered Eretz Yisrael, they were fighting against Yericho, and Yeshua ben Nun allowed the fighting to go into the night, which caused a lot of bitulim. Number one, they couldn't read the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim. Number two, they couldn't learn Torah. Nights are meant for learning Torah. And more than that, being that when the Yidden went to battle, the Aroin went with them, and there was a halacha, called Man She Aroin V'Shchina Shruyin Shalai B'Mkayman Asurim B'Tash Meshamita. So if the Aroin was at battle, it was Shalai B'Mkayman. It wasn't in Gilgal. That's where the Mishkan was at the time. So if it wasn't B'Mkayman, that meant that Klai Yisrael was also B'Tash Meshamita. If there was also B'Tash Meshamita, so by Yeshua ben Nun allowing the battle to go into the night, he was Mevatel Klai Yisrael Laila Achas B'Piri V'Rivya. And said, Rab Abba Bar Papa, that's the reason Yeshua ben Nun was never zoichet to have sons. Loi nenesh yo Yeshua ele b'shom shabita las Yisrael laila achas mi peri v'rivya. So you see what it means, bittul peri v'rivya, but more than that, you see what it means, laila achas. The other Gemara is the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Nun Hei Amad Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing the Bnei Eli. And the Gemara famously says, Amar Rav Shumar Nachmeni Amar Rav Yoinesan, Koloim Bnei Eli Chatu Enei Elataya. If someone says that Bnei Eli sinned, or sinned in the literal way that the Torah describes their sins, is making a toys. Now, if you read the Pasuk, the Pasuk seems to say, the Eli Zokin Ma'od,
V'shamas kol ha'shiyasun banav v'chol Yisrael v'sashe yishkavun es hanoshim atzoy v'es pesach ha'yomoy. The pasuk seems to say that the Bnei Eli, they were yishkavun, literally the noshim atzoy v'es pesach ha'yomoy, meaning there were a lot of women that would come to the Makom HaMikdash and they would bring karbonus, and the Bnei Eli took advantage and they were yishkavun es hanoshim atzoy v'es pesach ha'yomoy, stating that Rav Shulman Nachmeni said in Rav Yoinasan kol ha'yom Bnei Eli chatu eni elotayos. I'm skipping elamani mikayim ashi yishkavun es hanoshim. So what does that mean? And mitoich sheshoh es kineyem, sheloi holchu etzel baleem, ma'al aleen akosav gilu shchal. What happened was women very often had to bring karbonis, they had to bring kineyem. Mesachtes kineyem. She's a yoledes, she's a zava, she's tame. She needs to bring a karbon in order for it to be tahar, in order for it to be muteres labayla again. And she now goes, and she brought this karbon, and the Bnei Eli, they didn't like to bring the karbonis right away. Rashi says, hayu mesarvin lahakrev shum karbon elo bekoishi. It was hard to get them to agree to bring a karbon. As a result, these women remained in the oil moir longer than they had to. They remained tame longer than they had to. And as a result, they didn't go home, the baleim. Zokt Rashi, ulefichach, malach leim kilu shchavon. The Torah treats it kilu shchavon, shayu moinen oi. It's a Lashon Rashi and Mesach the Shabbos Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis. Either way, that's the story of the Bnei Eli. Yeshua Ben Nun was Nenash because he was Bitel Klal Yisroel Laila Achas Peri Verivya. So you see what it means, Bitel Peri Verivya, and that's Shammai Shita. Shammai says, according to Rava, Tanya Kavase the Rava, and that is Kol Anoshim Daya Shaitan. It's based on this. But the truth is, Me'inyan Le'inyan, I think there's another idea that's very important here as well, and that is that there's a general theme amongst the Meirei Hara and even the Friya Digga to be makel when it comes to Hilchas Nida, and not to start being concerned that, you know, maybe there was an issue and it's related somewhat to Bittul Peri Verivya, but also Shalom Bayis, etc. There's definitely an idea that underpins all Hilchas Nida. And just to bring out this point, the Rav Shlomo Zalman Braun, the Shor Mitzion and Balacha, wrote a short hakdama in his Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. So if you want to look it up inside, it's in Chelek Dalid. It's Simin Kuf Nun Gimel. He says, Koidem shenascha l'sader ulevar hilchas nida, tzorech lahakdim b'psicha ktana. Da, sharambam kosav, de nida hi michlal shar araya shebetoira. Va'afilu hochi anu moitzim, ubefrat b'tshuvas achroinim sha'achri ha'shulchan aruch, shehis amtsu ma'oid lahamtsi eze derech va'oifan lahakoba. That they tried finding coolest when it comes to Hilchas Nida. Ulu'umaze, the flip side, behilchas mikvois, sha'anida mistaheres ba, which is really part of Hilchas Nida, it's the mikvah that's being metayer the Nida, hichmiru ba. They were very machber, afal gafdal pi ha'shulchan aruch ha'mikv k'sher. So you find unusual kulas in Hilchas Nida, and you find unusual chumras in Hilchas Mikvais. Umikar lo zehu poshe. The makar is the matzino brachas daftal and aleph. Shama David HaMelech alav shalom. David HaMelech said, "Vani yodai meluchloches bedam shvir v'shalya kedei latar yishal abayl." David HaMelech was comparing and contrasting himself with all the malchei umas ha'ilam. He said, "David shomra nafshi ki chasid ani." He turns to the Eibush and says, "Look at what the malachim are oisik in," and he said, "Look at what I'm oisik in. I'm oisik ani yodai meluchlech." Bedam, b'shvir, v'shayav. Women coming to me asking me shaylas and Hilchas Nida, and I'm all dirty and messy because I'm dealing with these shaylas. And why am I doing it? Kidei l'taher yishol abaylo. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman Braun, harei shlo yomar kidei l'hoitzi dina kenachay. What should David HaMelech have said? What do you mean? The reason I'm busy with Hilchas Nida is I have to make sure the woman's on a Nida. If she's a Nida, she's a Chai V'krisis. She's also a Baila. It's very, very chomer. No, it's not what he said. He didn't say I'm doing it lesser. He didn't even say I'm doing it to see, to find out yeah or no. Elo amak kidei letar yishol abayla. Because that's the approach that the Meirei Hara are supposed to take when it comes to Hilchas Nida. It's supposed to be kidei letar yishol abayla. Ulu'umazeh, behilchas mikvais. But the flip side, by mikvais, you find just the opposite. That we're very, very machmer. So he says, what's the reason? He says, v'hezbel azeh yesh loymar. He says, it could be the chilek is different. Kishabayin a mikvah, when you build a mikvah, he al kama v'kama shanim. You're building it for many years. Ulazois, loma loy nefazer mois, kidei shetiyik sheilu chalashitais. A mikvah is not a one-time shayla.
this you can have a mikvah for a very, very long time. And as a result, it could be negeya hundreds or thousands of nidas and shailas. So over there, you make sure that it's okay. As opposed to mashenke nida the zebachol chaydish v'chaydish v'chul sherabbi yarda la'olam. So he says it could be over there. It's going to be different. Then he throws in ayin gemara erev in samach gimel amid beis shenenish yeshua al shabita las yisrael mipiri v'riv yalai la'achas umavur mizet afilu alai la'achas ikpidu. You see how machber they were when it came to the zeros. But he said maybe the chiluk is because really nida mikvayis. Again, it's the flip side of the same coin. But perhaps the chiluk is that nida is a one time shaila. She'll be roya dam nida again. This is not a shaila that's going to be this way forever. As opposed to mikvayis, one mikvah that has even a little bit of an issue can affect so many nidas. So therefore, by mikvah, the minig always was to be machmer, but when it came to nida, based on a lashon haGemara in Brachas Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, where David HaMelech said, "Ani yodai meluchloches bedam shvir v'shalya kidei letar isha l'bayla." Now that line of the Shar Mitzanim Balacha, that diuk of from David HaMelech, who said the letar isha l'bayla, really comes from a Noida B'Yehuda. There's a tshuva from the Noida B'Yehuda. It's in Yerideya Madura Kama Simen Mem Gimel. It's an amazing tshuva. I mean, it touches on some of the things that we're learning and are going to learn. It's very, very long. And he discussed a woman, a shaila was sent to him, this woman from Berod, the daughter of a great Gvir, she says, "Man Rav Hashamayim Beino Levayla She'in Yechayu L'Taher." And he describes in detail what her issues are, and the Noida B'Yehuda wrote a 10-page tshuva trying to be metayer this isha l'vayla. And Toich Dvarov, he said that there's no way conventionally to be metayer this isha. It was very, very problematic. He said, "What I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to issue a kula." But he prefaced his kula with the following comment. He said, "Avol liyosha ma'od roy lachush l'takonas b'nei Yisrael ubefrat be'isha yolada, a woman that's at childbearing age va'an masay titzar v'tezel." He says, "V'dovin ha'melech olav ha'sholom nishtabach shayu yodav meluchloches b'shviru b'shilya l'tayer isha l'bayla v'loisha b'chu shahayu that wasn't his point. His point was, that's how he did it. He did a letar yisolabayla. Elisha yoyser ashvach letar milatame. Amartis, for that reason, says the Rebbe Yehuda, I said, ete libi lahamsi eza kula kafisha efsha. I'm going to try to find an eitzah for this woman. And you know what the precedence is? David HaMelech. David HaMelech said, vani yodai meluchlochis beshviru vishulya. Not letame, not to find out yeah or no, but it's letar yisolabayla. Just to end with a digression, and that is that David HaMelech, this is David HaMelech. Why was David HaMelech the one that was paskining the shailas? I mean, there were no other moirei hara in Klal Yisrael that could have paskined the shaila. So the truth is that the Chassam Sofer, the Hilchos Chassam Sofer, in his hesped on his shver Rabbi Eger, so Rabbi Eger wrote in his Sava that nobody should be maspid him. And then the Chassam Sofer was maspid him, and he was misnatzel why he was there. It's a very long hesped. It's printed in the Drosha's Chassam Sofer. So Toich Dvarav, one of the things that the Chassam Sofer said in his hesped on Rav Kiva Eger was he asked the kasha. He says, "David HaMelech, you find, was a Meirei Ra." People were literally calling David HaMelech on the phone, asking him Hilchas Nida Shailas. Why? And you see that David HaMelech felt it wasn't really befitting for a king to do it. That's what he told Hashem. David Shomer Nafshi Ki Chassid Ani. I'm the Melech, and this is what I'm doing. So the Chassam Sofer says something beautiful. He says that we know Chazal say that Vashem Imoy regarding David HaMelech. What a Chazal darshin. Shalocha kemoisoy b'chol makom. The Gemara Perek Chelik. Sanhedrin Daf Tzad Gimel. Hashem Imoy. Physically, literally, there is some literal connotation, but imoy shalocha kemoisoy b'chol makom. So says the Chassam Sofer, based on that, lahalocha, the Olam had no choice. Dead ass David HaMelech. Imagine you knew there was one Rav where there's a baskel that said halacha kemoisoy b'chol makom. So assuming mashkichim the baskel, you would have no choice. You would have to go ask this person the shaila. It's not an opinion now. It's not stam a hergish or libi oimerli or halacha kemoisoy. David HaMelech was halacha kemoisoy b'chol makom. They had asked David HaMelech because they had an urim v'tumim. We have Eidos, halacha kemoisoy b'chol makom. So the Chassam Sofer said that the reason they went to David HaMelech is because they had no choice. David HaMelech had no choice. He had no, the Olam had no choice. That's why David HaMelech ended up getting all the shailas. But I'll tell you something very interesting. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in his Akdama to Chelik Aleph in Igros Moshe. So this is the first Chelik of Igros Moshe, or Chaim Chelik Aleph in his Akdama. So it's a 2-page Akdama. And he starts off that, you know, really to be a Poisek is a very daunting task because you can get it wrong. And he quotes Gemaras that talk about how chomer it is. And he said Rav Kiva Eger wrote in the Akdama to Chuvis Rav Kiva Eger that really every time he passed in the Shiloh, it was something that he did begrudgingly. It wasn't something that he really wanted to do. And Rav Moshe starts off his Akdama to Igros Moshe, amazing, with a very similar hisnatzlos. It's not something that I'm 100% comfortable doing. But he says, at the end of the day, I'm going to paskin the shailas that are brought to me. He says, you know why? Because I have no choice. Because says Rav Moshe, if you're a poisik and somebody asks you a shaila, you have to answer him. Very interesting. He says, "V'gam mashmali." I think I have a raya. Mibrachas Dav Dalid. Sh'amar David loychoser ani v'ani yodem luchlachas bedamu v'shvira v'shul yikatei latari isha labaylo shalachayu kasha tuva. It means that kovid lamelech havalei l'shaleches hanoshim hashoya loyslachachamim acherim shahayu harbe birushalayim shalachen tzorich loymar must be says Rav Moshe the asur l'chacham l'shaleches hashoya mimenu l'chacham acher the kivan shabasa etzloy. He mitzvah shaloi imhu rashoi lahiris. As long as he's someone that can pass. I mean, if you don't have smicha, then you send it to somebody else. But assuming you're a bar hochi, you're someone that higia lahira, you have an obligation to. Said Rav Moshe, v'zetami v'nimuki shahirisi v'hishafti l'chol hashoi oloisi. Every person that asked me a shayla said, Rav Moshe, I used to answer. Because I felt I had a halachic obligation. Just like David HaMelech. David HaMelech, he got involved with things that would not be fitting for David HaMelech. And there was no shortage of Moirei Ron Klal Yisrael at that time that he could afford. But somebody wanted to go to David HaMelech at Gevalt. So somebody came, David HaMelech did not have the right to send him to somebody else. And then he writes, V'gam sheyesh bazeh nachas ruach lo'ovi Moirei Agoyin Zatzal. He says he knew he gave his father nachas ruach. She'omar olai. He said his father said about him, it's Rav Moshe, Shemekava Ukamachu Batuach Sheyirbu Ashoyla Mimeni Dvar Hashem Zu Alocha Valpeo Biksav. He said he gave me a Kamara Haftocha. He says, you're going to see, maybe when he came to America, that people are going to ask you Shailas and they're going to want things from you. Ubeezus Hashem Yizbarach. He says, I know that this is something my father wanted me to be Isaac in. And Rav Moshe's writing, isn't it amazing? That Igros Moshe was to give an Achas Ruach to his father, that this is something his father had predicted that would happen. Either way, we'll stop here.